The Professor was unmasked last night on The Masked Singer, and underneath the costume was Aussie singer-songwriting legend Ben Lee, who joins us now. Good morning, Ben.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We are so good. Thanks for coming on the show. Oh,
thanks,
man.
Me.
How was it being revealed last night?
Well, you know, like, the thing about getting voted off a show like that is it's always bittersweet, because on one hand, you know, everyone wants to win, but on the other hand, you've already been paid and you don't have to wear the costume anymore. So
yeah.
It's a bit of a mixed, you know, it's pretty good, actually.
What is it like in there? Is it hot?
Yeah, it's hot and sweaty and uncomfortable and, you know, kind of great in a weird way. It's like, because you're totally, it reminded me of being like in a sensory deprivation tank or back in the womb. Or something like that. Like, I felt sort of weirdly cozy in it.
I mean, it's that only Dave Hughes is yelling at you from the outside. So less serene, I would imagine.
Yeah, well, you know, my mum was pretty stressed too. So I think it kind of, it all resonated.
I've heard you describe that a friend of yours almost convinced you into going on The Masked Singer, describing it as a zen experience. What is zen about The Masked Singer?
Well, it's that you let go of your identity and you let go of control, like all the things you normally rely on as a performer. But not just as a performer, like I am a blabbermouth. Like, any friends I have, I'm always telling them what I'm up to and what I'm doing.
Yep.
And I'm not used to having, like, big secrets that I can't even
yeah.
tell people. So the whole thing is just this weird, like, it almost exists in, like, a private universe.
Of course. Did you tell anyone?
Well, I was initially I was only going to it was just going to be me and my wife. But mm-hmm. then once we went into lockdown in Sydney, and I realized that, like, the kids were going to be home all the time, I was like, they're just going to hear me walking around 24 hours a day singing "Kissed by a Rose." they're gonna know something weird's happening. So then I told them.
Why is Dad so into Seal lately?
Exactly.
One of the people that were speculated to be under the mask of the Professor was former Bachelor Matt Agnew. I'm not sure if that's a compliment to you or a little bit of a detriment, because he's not a singer and you are.
Well, you know, yeah, in some ways, I mean, like, I don't know if I even call myself a singer, really. Like, you know, as, like, an artist and a singer-songwriter, like, I've always just sort of tried to tell the truth, and sometimes it's in tune and sometimes it isn't.
Yeah.
I feel like you're not giving yourself enough credit there. Your songs are absolutely beautiful.
They are. Absolutely.
Well, thank you.
Hey,
yeah.
Ben, a bit of a personal question here. Once I went to a bar and a guy came up to me a little bit inebriated and said that he thought I was Ben Lee. So I just wonder if you've had the same experience. Has anyone ever come up to you at a bar and said, hey, are you Damon Adams before?
No.
Okay, so that was just purely a personal thing.
It was a good story, though.
I wanted to ask you, Ben, about your very iconic song, Catch My Disease. We all love it. Have you got a grab, Damon?
Yeah, this little opening here, the toy xylophone.
So my dad loves telling stories about songs. He'll get us in the car and he'll be like, okay, this song was written by this person and here's how it all came to be. He used to tell us a story about that xylophone intro, that you were at a market and you started playing that and that ended up in the song. Is this correct?
I mean, I feel like I don't want to undermine your relationship with your dad, because I know it's been tricky, and I know you guys have made it through a lot of stuff, and I just don't want to be responsible for backtracking, so I will absolutely say yes, that's right.
Oh, you're a good sport. Ben, I've absolutely fallen in love with your TikTok account, which has only started up a couple of months ago, but it started off with you playing some acoustic versions of your song, and now we're just getting the full-on Ben Lee experience. Just last week, you offered to kiss Kyle Sandilands open mouth. Are there any other radio announcers that you're keen on? Because, you know, I'm here puckering up.
Well, we'll see how the, you know, I'm talking to a lot of them this morning, and I'm looking for chemistry.
Oh, a chemistry read. Okay. Is there anything you want to know from Damon, chemistry-wise? He's happy to answer questions.
No, that's okay. I like to privately judge.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Hey, Ben, we're really excited because not only do we get your appearance on The Masked Singer, but you've got new music on the way. The song that's coming out this Friday, I'm not sure I can share the name of it.
I've renamed it Born for This Beep.
Oh, great. It's out this Friday. Can you tell us about the new song?
Yeah, well, you know, the song's called Born for This BS, so, you know, I don't know how your censorship works. But yeah, it's basically a song about maintaining, like, positivity and swagger in the face of personal and global crisis.
Yeah.
So it's, I think we can all relate to it.
Absolutely.
I love that. And you've got an album coming out next year as well.
Yeah, that's called I'm Fun.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's going to come out next year. Yeah, I'm really proud of this record. It's like, it's kind of total madness. And as I get older too, it's like, it just reinforces that idea of just like the value is in just being yourself and being eccentric and making the decisions you want to make. And, you know, the audience wants to come for the ride can come for the ride.
Well, Ben, you definitely are fun. We are glad to be living in this new era of Ben Lee. Check out his TikTok. Check out the new single, Born for This BS. It's out on Friday. The Masked Singer airs tonight, Tuesdays and Sundays, 7:30 on 10. Ben Lee, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Right on. Take it easy, guys.